From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
What's the Fed had to say?
The Fed, yeah, so it's always a bit of a rush on Fed morning because this announcement comes out at 6 o'clock, so we don't have a great deal of time to digest it. We had widespread expectation leading into a 25 basis point increase in the Fed funds rate. That's exactly what we got. Markets were pretty quiet leading into that statement. Look, we know how strong the labour market's been. We know they're at multi-year lows on unemployment. We know we're starting to see wage price inflation, so they have raised rates. They've signalled two more rate hikes, and if you look at their median forecast for where the Fed funds rate will be at the end of the year, so that's a total of four rate hikes in 2018, and that's probably they probably steepened that curve a little bit. So you're looking at a rate of 2.4% from their, these are called their dot plot forecasts at the end of the year. Then 2019, 3.1. 2020, looking at Fed funds rate of 3.4. It was an 8-0 vote, so it was a unanimous vote to move it. Now, it's pretty important, this fact that they have steepened that curve a little bit, but, and I haven't had a lot of time to look at this, I think all that's happened is one member of the voting panel has moved their forecast of where the rate will be at the end of the year, and that's been enough to shift the median rate. So the market might look through that a little bit. We'll wait and see. Look, they've said their language has changed a little bit, Mike. They've said the economy is growing at a solid rate. Job gains have been strong. Share markets initially fell a little bit, slightly more hawkish policy, I suppose, but they are bouncing back. We have seen a bit of a movement in terms of exchange rates. Before the announcement, Kiwi against the US was trading close to 0.7050. It's now close to that 70 cent mark, and we'll refresh those when we finish. But all in all, as expected, but perhaps just a little bit more hawkish than some people had thought.
Very good update. As far as food's concerned, the avocados must have bent the needle a bit.
Yeah, look, the Stats New Zealand released a couple of pieces of local data yesterday, and the media loved this because it was all about avocados. I mean, but the thing is, Mike, avocados have what's called they have a two-yearly cropping cycle. So you get a good year and then you get a small. We're in the small year, so it was all the headlines
Why don't the media come to you as the avocado expert for that basic, simple explanation, and therefore we just can avoid ourselves the dramatic headlines?
Well, exactly. Also, the fact is, I mean, actually, food prices were pretty flat.
Yeah.
And actually, fruit and vegetables fell because you had the avocados might have been up. They might have been up 37%. It might have been over $5 a pop for a delicious helping of healthy fat, Mike. But actually, mandarins were down. Kiwi fruit was down. So overall, it all sort of balanced out. Lettuces, tomatoes, and broccoli substantially lower than last year. Thing is, Mike, we might get a little bit of short-term volatility in these fruit and veggies because of that rain we've had, and I think it's nailed the lettuces. Guest nights, just very quickly, guest nights down a little bit, but we have Easter moving around, so the domestic nights are affected by when that Easter holiday falls. If we look at the international tourism, check out this number, Mike. At the end of April, the year to the end of April, 39.89 million guest nights in New Zealand. Wow. That's up from 38.64. So tourism, very strong. The South Island leading the way.
Well, why wouldn't the North Island
a little bit soft. It's all about the South Island. So those numbers look solid.
That is one of the great economic stories of our time. Let's talk about the fishing tomorrow because I am interested in that. What are the numbers for now?
Okay, so the Dow Jones currently 25,286. It was marginally higher leading into that statement, so we're not too stressed about that. The S&P 500, 2782 again. That's down sort of 5 on the day, but no major change there. NASDAQ, 7704. FTSE 100, 7703, unchanged. Nikkei, 22966, up about 88. Shanghai Composite, down small, 3049. The ASX 200 yesterday lost 31, closing at 6023. And the NZX 50, 8977, inching towards that 9,000 level, Mike. We were up 18 yesterday. On the wholesale markets, currencies, New Zealand dollar 0.7005 against the US, 0.9272 against the Aussie, 0.5961 against the Euro, 0.5252 against the pound, 77.58 yen. Gold trading at $1,294. Brent crude up a little bit after that statement, $76.66.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher from the team at JMI Wealth. They're available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.